I stayed late in work today. I had some stuff that really needed doing, and I wanted to just get it done and not stress about it over the weekend. So I stayed behind. I knew I was on my own there. And so when I walked to the printing room, I walked past my boss's office. I just kind of paused outside his door for a bit. My hand was literally just hovering over the handle. My heart was pounding out of my chest. But there was nobody here. Why was I worried? There was nobody there. So, I convinced myself that, you know, going in there would be a quicker computer. I could use his to print off what I needed. That would be my excuse if anybody ever turned up. So I turned the handle of the door and it was unlocked. And so he went in. God, it smelled just like his aftershave in there. The adrenaline had really started to buzz. And I had like these little electric shock jolts going through me. I turned on his computer. And I touched the collar of his suit jacket that was still hung on the back of his chair. It would have been touching his skin just hours earlier. I wish I could touch his skin. I smelt deeply the aftershave and just the general smell of him from his jacket. It makes me think of how much I want to bury my face in his chest. I wonder if he'd let me. I wonder if he ever saw how desperate I was. He would just let me do that one thing. Just bury my face in his chest and smell deeply. I moved his chair out of the way. I kind of wanted to bend over the desk as I was working. Just kind of tease myself a bit. So that's what I did. A little. Just, you know, the first couple of buttons. And let my heavy breasts fall out of the top. They were touching his desk. It made me tingle. I had the thought of when he's here tomorrow. He won't know. He won't know that my bare breath And the other tingly thought was of him bending me over this desk just like this. I was really struggling to concentrate. I was getting a bit distracted. I felt quite drunk on all of the feelings and all of the sensations. I don't know, I just felt overwhelmed. There was no way I could do any work there. He looked at his chair again. I imagined being bent over the desk like this, with my skirt hitched up over my thighs, and him sat in that chair, just watching. Telling me not to touch myself. Telling me to just spread my legs a little bit further. To expose myself to him. Maybe I'd just reach round and move my panties a little bit so we could see. Maybe. Maybe he'd spank me for being disobedient. I imagine that if I reach round, try and pull my panties aside, he'd shoot up out of that chair, grab my wrist, pin my arm around my back so that my cheek is pressed on his desk and I'm unable to move. He'd reach down into a desk drawer and grab a ruler and use that for spanking me. I imagine that he's the type of dom that would make me count it as he spanks me. Oh, fuck. God, I need. I can imagine him getting his cock out and rubbing it on my pussy as I'm bent over his desk. I can imagine him leaning down over my back and whispering in my ear that if I begged nicely, he would let me suck his cock. Oh. He'd sit back down in that chair and tell me to get up and get on my knees in front of him. He would tell me to keep my hands on my thighs. No touching. Only my mouth. He
much as he unzips himself slowly. And gets his cock back out. Fuck. I wonder how big his cock is. Oh. I bet it's absolutely glorious. Thick and veined. Oh. I so want to like it. Oh. I've been looking into his eyes, waiting for a command, waiting for him to give me permission to wrap my lips around that magnificent cock. Please, I'd whisper. Please let me taste you. And with my hands on my thighs, he would put his hand in my hair and slowly guide me down onto his cock. It's so thick it makes me choke. Using hands in my hair to force me down on his fat cock. Fuck. When he yanks me back off his cock, I have tears dripping down my cheeks. And there'd be a pool of dribble coming down my chin. Please, can I have your cum? I'd beg him, please. I imagine you drag me up by my hair. Make me stand. Tell me to look in his eyes. As he leans closer to tell me that he's had a really hard fucking week. He's been under so much stress, and he's tense, and he just needs a release. Oh God. And that is what he needs from me. I imagine him looking in my eyes and telling me that he's going to take me to the wall. Push me face first onto it. And he's gonna fuck me from behind. And it'll be for him and not for me. It'll be for him to release. Not for me. Yes. Anything for you. All I want to do is touch him, but this is not for me. Oh, fuck. I imagine him slamming me against that wall. Ripping my panties. Leaving my stockings on. Just hiking my skirt right up. Digging his nails right into my skin. Leaning his cock up in, right in between my lips. And with one really hard thrust, his cock, which is soaked in my spit, will just push his way inside me. He'll force me open. And I imagine him just fucking me. Oh, fuck. I imagine him telling me to take it like a little slut. He's telling me that he wants to just empty his balls into me. Fuck. I imagine him fucking me so hard. His balls just slapping against me. Slapping and slapping against my little pussy. His cock sliding in and out. Oh, fuck. My tits are swinging as he's fucking me against the wall. Oh. Fuck. He's so strong. Oh, his cock feels so good inside me. I just want to turn and look at him. I want to watch him fuck me, but he won't let me. This is for him, not for me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. God, he's fucking me so hard. He's fucking me so hard. He's got his hand in my hair, pinning my head against the wall. And a hand on my hip, yanking me towards him as he thrusts. Oh, fuck. Fuck. He says this is for him and not for me, but my orgasm is building. Shit. I can't come before him. I can't. I'm getting so close. Oh no. Oh, fuck. Oh, if he fucks me like this, I can't hold it. Oh, Sam. Please, I'm gonna go home. I imagine him telling me that if I dare to come, he will stop and I will never get to feel his cock again. Oh, fuck. Even the threats of that threatened to tip me over the edge. Oh, fuck. He tells me to hold it. He tells me that he's gonna come. He tells me he's gonna fucking fill me with his seed. He's telling me that he's not gonna pull out. Look, oh, it's so hot. He's gonna fill me up. Oh shit, no, I can't hold it. Oh no. Oh, fuck, he's coming in me. Oh, fuck. I couldn't hold it. His forehead's in between my shoulder blades. He's leaning on me. Maybe I won't be in trouble. Oh. God, it felt so good to come with him.
Ow! 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 Ouch! He's fucking gripping me so tight now. Ow! He's sticking his nails in my hips. It hurts a little. Oh shit, he's growling in my ear. He's telling me that I'm a filthy, naughty, dirty slut. That I was meant to just be a little whore for him to take it. And that I came and that I deserve to be punished. Ow! Just pinch my nipples so hard. And he's just pulled out me so fast. God, I feel empty now. I'm almost scared to turn and face him. He turns me around. And as he zips himself up, he tells me that I'm a filthy slut. He tells me that I'm a filthy slut. He deserved nothing more than to be spanked until she cries. I'm not sure if he knows how much that turns me on. And then, without another word, without even a fucking touch or a kiss, he reminds me that I'm on overtime to speed it up, and he turns and walks out the door. I open my eyes. I'm sat in his chair, and I fingered myself in his chair while turning and sniffing his jacket. Fuck, I wish he'd caught me. Oh, my pussy is so wet thinking of him using me. I guess the best finish off what I came in here for, really. But I guess it would be rude if I didn't leave him a little surprise. Maybe I should wipe my wet covered in my cum. Right on the collar of his shirt jacket. He wouldn't have a fucking clue it was me.